Valtiagu Alba, welcome to Scotland. Scotland is known for kilts, haggis and Nessie, but there is much more to discover. By Francisca Langer. Castles, lochs and green hills. Everyone has a certain image in mind when they think of Scotland. The country in the north of the island of Great Britain is famous for its beautiful landscapes, especially the Highlands, with their hills, mountains and jagged coastlines, form our image of Scotland. Of course, there are many other things we associate with Scotland. Who hasn't heard of Nessie, the monster of Loch Ness? Most of us know of kilts and bagpipes, for example, as well as whisky, shortbread and haggis. 8% of Scots do work in the whisky industry. The buttery shortbread biscuits are delicious. And Scotland's national poet, Robert Burns, even wrote a poem about haggis. But there is much more to discover about Scotland. And it is not just Nessie. Although there are people who have moved to Scotland's second biggest lake to look for the famous monster. Perhaps it is the Scottish landscape that inspires so many stories, myths and legends. Many famous writers are Scottish. Sir Walter Scott, often seen as the inventor of the historical novel, wrote many poems and novels set in Scotland. Generations of children have grown up with Robert Louis Stevenson's exciting novel, Treasure Island. The creator of the popular detective Sherlock Holmes, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, was also a Scot. And J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter was born in several cafes around Edinburgh, Scotland's capital. The Scottish capital also became the first UNESCO City of Literature in 2004. Many inventors, scientists and thinkers are from Scotland. Among them are James Watt, the inventor of the steam engine, and Alexander Fleming, who, together with other scientists, found penicillin and won a Nobel Prize. There is also Alexander Graham Bell, who patented the first telephone. Philosophy and political economy got important theories from Adam Smith and David Hume. Scotland also has the third oldest university in the English-speaking world, the University of St Andrews. It was founded in 1413. Scotland's history is much older. The Orkney Islands in the north of Scotland were an important trading centre 5,000 years ago in the Neolithic. Celts lived in the area of today's Scotland thousands of years ago. In the 1st century, the Romans arrived in Caledonia, as they called Scotland. They could not conquer it, but built Hadrian's Wall, and later Antonine's Wall, to keep the Celts out of their empire. Vikings invaded the northern and western Isles in the 9th century and controlled some parts of what is now Scotland for more than 500 years. The country had a difficult relationship with its southern neighbour, England, which long tried to control the Scots. William Wallace and Robert the Bruce are remembered as national heroes for fighting for Scotland's independence from England. Mary Queen of Scots and Bonnie Prince Charlie are well-known tragic figures in the country's history, who had their own difficult relationships with England. Since joining with England under the Act of Union in 1707, Scotland was not given its own parliament again until 1999, almost 300 years after the Act of Union. The Scottish have always kept their national identity, and today Scotland is a country that defends its political interests and celebrates its culture, for example, at the traditional Highland Games during Edinburgh's festival season, or during Hogmanay, the Scottish New Year's Eve celebrations. Nature, science, music, literature, philosophy, and food, Scotland has much to offer. It is known for its beautiful landscapes, kilts and bagpipes, but there is also much to learn about Scotland's rich history and culture. Although one can never have too much shortbread, of course. The flag of Scotland. The Scottish flag is a white cross on a blue background and is known as the saltire. This, together with the flag of England, the cross of St George, and the flag of Northern Ireland, the cross of St Patrick, makes up the flag of the United Kingdom, which is called the Union Jack.